This is Andrew Joseph Bettis, the voice of Frosty Harlow from Trail of the Twister. And this is the River Heights Bus Podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the River Heights Buzz Podcast. This is episode 132. I am one of your hosts. I'm Alexa. Candace is not here again tonight. She's just so busy with work stuff that, you know, that happened. But I have special guest Mylea back.
Hi, everyone.
You have been on with almost every movie from the 1930s this month.
Yes, which made what we're doing tonight easy. So,
yeah. Tonight, we are going to be ranking all of the movies. There's seven in total. And it should be interesting to see how we rank everything.
Yes, I'm excited.
So we will be ranking them ascending order. It's like least favorite to favorite. Are you ready, Mylea? Because we have no news.
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. Do you want to start off with which movie you didn't like the most? Number seven.
Sure. If anybody's listened to the previous episodes, I'm sure this will probably come as no surprise, but my least favorite was Nancy Drew Reporter. I don't know. It's the Mary and Killer just kind of bring the whole thing down for me.
Yeah. I didn't really like them all that much, to be honest.
No.
And they didn't really do much for me.
No, and it kind of takes me out of the movie when Killer starts talking in that, like, Donald Duck voice that he does throughout the entire movie. I did enjoy, like, the little singing thing. But that was about the only part that I kind of enjoyed.
Yeah, and that's the only movie that we actually get to see them in, too, because they're not in any of the other movies.
And that makes all the other movies better for it.
Yeah. My least favorite at number seven, I'll probably have to say the 2019 movie with Sophia Lillis, Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase.
Yeah.
To me, that one didn't really seem all like Nancy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Nancy that I grew up with, she doesn't use a skateboard.
No.
She knows how to drive a car.
Yeah.
She doesn't do mean pranks back at people.
No.
She's just, like, she's likable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just... And in this movie, it's like, she doesn't know how to drive a car. She rides a skateboard. She's just like, I feel like all over the place. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. It's very much a different type of Nancy. And you can argue that it's even not even Nancy.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that Sophia Lillis is a bad actress.
No.
She's a good actress. It's just this role didn't really do it for me.
I feel like for as much as they tried, because like the credits have the yellow and blue of the flashlight spines and they make different references throughout the series of the different titles, it kind of feels like whoever wrote the script didn't actually know or have ever read like a Nancy book in a way.
Yeah. It's almost like they just threw it together, almost.
Yeah.
What is your next one?
I said the 2002 Nancy Drew made-for-TV movie. Kind of had the same vibes with Maggie Lawson's depiction of Nancy, Like, it didn't really feel like my Nancy or the Nancy that is in my head. Like, I can't imagine Nancy ever answering the phone, hey ho, or, you know, like, fighting with Carson tooth and nail. Like, they might have disagreements, but never to the point where they just quit talking to each other. And I'm a Ned shipper. Yeah. I love Nancy and Ned together. And the fact that she just, like, blows him off and he's basically just a cameo in that one scene.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time believing that Nancy would ever go on a date and not realize it's a date. Just.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It didn't feel like Nancy to me. Maggie Lawson is really great as an actress. I loved her in Psych. I just didn't think this one was for me. And if Killer hadn't been in Troubleshooter, the 2002 Nancy Drew would have been probably my least pick.
Yeah.
What about you?
My next one was, like you said, Nancy Drew reporter. I'm like, yeah, that was just so weird. Yeah. And so cheesy.
Yeah.
And like, Killer and Mary just did not do it for me. I'm like, no. And Nancy was like, I remember she just wanted to go at them and almost like beat them up.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem like Nancy either. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which she does that.
So, but
Anita Granville does that a couple, like in one of the other movies too, goes after like a neighborhood kid for trampling her flowers or something. So.
Yeah, that's in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, everything that you said when you were talking about that movie, I'm like, I pretty well agree with. That's...
Yeah.
Now, I forgot to mention, Candace did not send me anything about, like, her thoughts on all these movies. She just told me her favorite movie, which we'll get to at the end. What is your next one?
Number five. Number five for me was the 2019 Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase. I enjoyed some of the dialogue, which is why it's number five, but I could not put it any higher. But I don't know. I feel like Helen, for me, was like the character I kind of liked the most out of everything. I think she had some, like, great zingers. Not that I could tell you any of them off the top of my head, which I think is a problem of the movie. I just watched this movie, like, 2 days ago, and I can't tell you most of what happened.
Yeah.
And also, other than to say, the one haunting scene we get really, like, scared the bejeebies out of me, and I had to watch it, like, through my fingers. Because it was late at night and it was dark and quiet, and then all of a sudden there's a pig man on the screen, and I'm just not a horror film person. Like, this is the only role I've ever seen Sophia Lillis in, because I cannot do horror. And so I was just like, oh my gosh. But yeah.
I know those pig masks were creepy.
Yeah. Because they weren't painted realistically. Like, they were just bright neon pink, but they were very realistic in terms of, like, structure. I don't know. Yeah. It was just weird.
Yeah. And it even was, like, they even clued in at the end that there could have been another movie. But I'm like, honestly, with the lack of popularity with this one, like, they didn't do it.
I'm kind of sad they didn't, because I think Lilac Inn is a very good book, and I think it needs an adaptation. And to play devil's advocate, even though I know I only ranked it 5 out of 7, they didn't do a lot of promo for this movie.
No, I remember that. They didn't really do a whole lot in general.
Yeah, it was like a limited theatrical run. As far as I know, it's never been on streaming. So then it didn't do well. And then they didn't make any more, which, I mean, did it deserve to do well? Probably not, but should it have gotten a little more, like, I don't know. It just seemed weird how they marketed this movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
If they probably would have marketed it out more, maybe would have done a little bit better or changed some things, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's an odd movie. I did enjoy, like, Helen, and I liked Bess being, like, the smarty science girl.
Yeah.
I liked the aunt. I love that she paints her lawn pink and purple. And I love that, I love how they take down the villain.
Yeah. It was like, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
It's almost like Flora's, like, outside her lawn reminds me of Barbie.
Yeah. Yeah, her whole house kind of
reminds me of that. So much
pink. Yeah.
Yeah. My next one at number sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it had its good moments, but overall, it was just kind of meh.
Yeah. I could see that.
Anyway, what was your number five?
My number five was the first 1930s movie, Nancy Drew Detective.
Okay.
It was obviously like the introduction to the four movies, you know? And I wasn't a huge fan, and some of the acting, not that great, I'm being honest. But like, I get that it was for those times in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was based off of Lilac Inn. I, like, pretty much caught on to that fairly quickly, I feel like. And I feel like there was not really any other Lilac Inn adaptation. No, this isn't. Is it Lilac? No, this is not Lilac Inn.
I think this it's one Larkspur is Lane, isn't it?
Larkspur Lane, yeah. 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 To me, I feel like Bess and George should have been involved in this. In all the movies, actually, for the 1930s movies. Because maybe Nancy wouldn't have gotten caught because she would have had more help.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And she faints in this one, too, at the end.
Yeah. Which is not necessarily a Nancy trait.
No, knowing Nancy, she's always like, let's go. She's ready to go. She did, like, nothing seems to faze her all that much. And when it does, she doesn't really broadcast it, you know, to people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It was kind of like in the middle of the road for me.
Right.
Kind of.
Fair enough.
What was your number four?
My number four was the 1939 Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase.
Okay.
I have a bias towards 1939 movies, and I know that, and I can see that definitely in my rankings, mostly because they're some of the first movies I ever watched, so they're like the childhood movies. And I liked Hidden Staircase because of the fact it was taken from a book source material. But at the same time, I didn't feel like they took enough. Like, there isn't really a hidden staircase. Like, kind of, but not really.
It's more like a hidden passage than a staircase.
Yeah. And I have some questions about the logistics of said passage. Because why is it in the basement at Twin Elms, but it's in that guy's first floor? But we don't ever see, like, an actual staircase. We see, like, a couple of steps here and there. But nothing that I think would put that height difference. And I just felt like I didn't really like a lot of Nancy's outfits in this one. And that's kind of like, I like the style back then. Which I know is just completely, like, out of left field, but I was like, eh. I thought it was kind of weird how it all got kind of resolved. Although I did enjoy Nancy torturing Ted throughout the whole movie and like getting him in jail multiple times.
Yeah.
But there were other movies that I liked more.
Funny enough, my number four is that exact same movie.
Look at there. We're twinning.
Yeah. Twinning at Twin Elms.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, this didn't really seem like hinged staircase material.
Yeah.
It's like I expected more like of a staircase and more to the tunnel-ish thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't really seem all that like mysterious, really. You know, just kind of like more for fun and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of strange how it ended up from the sister's basement to the neighbor's like office.
Yeah.
Like, how does that make sense?
And I think in the book, it goes from like basement to basement. So yeah. I don't understand why they changed that.
Yeah. And there's like all that back too with Tweety. Mm-hmm. Tweety like bothered me because he was like, he didn't really care, you know, just like, here you go. You guys deal with it. Like, I don't want to deal with these crazy sisters anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Which he's kind of like that through all of the movies, but it was like especially irksome this go around.
Yeah. Oh, well. It was the last movie, too. So it was like, you didn't have to see him again, really.
Yeah.
But so it's like, okay. See you later. And it was kind of funny, and I felt kind of bad for Ted for having to get arrested so many times because of Nancy.
Yeah. Which, I don't know what that says about me, that was, like, one of my favorite parts, but...
Yeah. I know. I get that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we are in our top three.
How did we get here so quickly?
We are just, like, zooming by here, I feel like.
I know. I feel like a lot of these, they're just kind of so interchangeable that there's, like, there's stuff to say, but it's not a lot to say.
Yeah. Hey, whatever we can think of to talk about these movies one final time, I'll go for it.
Yeah.
All right. What is your number three?
My number three, which I'm now kind of thinking might have been low, should have been lower, but I ran out of places to put things because I knew the ones I wanted to do later or down further on the list. But I have Nancy Drew Troubleshooter.
Okay.
I am questioning whether that one should be number three now. I did like a lot of it. Maybe it does deserve to be three. I'm not a huge fan of the whole Carson love story. Nancy's super jealous. But I guess the rest of the mystery I really liked. So maybe it does deserve to be number three.
But that's actually my number three, too.
Oh, funny enough. That's the only part that I really remember is, like, the Nancy Carson drama. And I don't like that part of it. I don't like it when Nancy and Carson fight. It doesn't feel right to me.
Because I think that we're so used to seeing Nancy and Carson, like, so close. And they, like, get along really well. Obviously, there's, like, father-daughter kind of like any parent. Child relationship, they butt heads about stuff. I get that.
Yeah.
But I feel as though this is like kind of new-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
They're not
usually. It doesn't really seem like them.
Yeah, they're not usually not on the same page entirely.
Yeah.
It feels like in this one, they're not even in the same book.
No. And even too with like in the books, we never see Carson going out and be like looking to find another partner, you know, after Nancy's mom died. And in this one, it kind of seems like he was going that way. And I'm like, this doesn't seem like Carson either.
Yeah. No. But on the other hand, the rest of the mystery is pretty good. It's like a solid mystery. Yeah. So yeah. I guess it does.
Like there's enough action. Sorry. Yeah, there's enough action for it and kind of kept me entertained with it.
Yeah. So I like the plane. The plane sequence. Yeah. I enjoy the boat sinking at the end because I'm just apparently a Ted torturer. Because every time something bad happens to him, I'm like, yes, this is my favorite part. I guess I'm just mad he's not Ned. So we must torture Ted.
I don't know why they decided to change it from Ned to Ted.
I heard one time that it had something to do with copyright, but I feel like that's not true because they literally adapted two or three of the books, like down to the title of the name. So like, I don't know. It just seems like a weird choice. Maybe 1939, Ned was not a popular name. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, I think I've come back around to it being third place, though.
Yeah. We kind of, like, tag-teamed on that one, I feel like, for our number threes.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to do when you have the same ranking.
Yes. All right. What is your number two?
My number two is the 1939 movie Nancy Drew Detective.
Okay.
Because I blatantly favor all of the movies I watched as a child. I enjoyed the plane scenes. Apparently, I just am a aviation enthusiast as well. I'm learning new things about myself by analyzing Nancy Drew. I enjoyed the... Because this is the one based on Larkspur Lane, which is another one that doesn't get adaptated a lot. It's a very solid book. It should have more adaptations than it does. Arguably, this should be adapted the same as, like, The Hidden Staircase. But I really liked the plot. I thought it moved well. I like how they have to use the Morse code at the end, and they just, like, take down all of radio broadcasting to do it. I think the end was pretty satisfying. I liked that last joke where it's like, nobody's more awake than Nancy, and she's like passed out in the back seat asleep. Because I like puns or jokes like that. I don't know. I just really liked this one. I like that they got a swimming pool.
That wasn't something that you would have expected, I don't think.
No. I don't think Mrs. Eldridge expected it either.
Yeah. You would have expected some other kind of building or something for the school.
But yeah. I don't know. It just was a solid movie. I think it's one of, well, obviously I think it's better than the other 1930s movies, but I don't know. I just enjoyed this one. And funnily enough, this was the only one I was not a guest for.
I know. I know. But yeah, it's every other movie for the 1930s you were on with us for, or with me.
Yep.
So.
That's okay.
That's true. All right.
Well, your number.
I think I know what your number one is.
Okay.
Now, I'm kind of going back and forth with the final two. I'm like, I like them both. But I'm like, I don't know. I will probably, for my number two,
We making a last minute change to the list?
I'm kind of debating on that.
Go with your heart. What does your heart tell you to do?
I'll probably say the 2002 movie.
Okay.
I like that one a lot.
Okay.
But it was kind of weird that, kind of like how you were saying before, with Nancy and Carson not really talking to each other.
Yeah.
And Nancy not kind of like blowing off Ned. You didn't really hardly see him at all.
Yeah.
You know? So, and it's, I give credit to Nancy for, like, she's kind of the Nancy that I'm like knew. She's always going for what she's after,
mm-hmm.
you know? And she's like always puts her foot down.
Yeah.
And yeah. And Uncle Phil was in it from yes. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
We love him.
He's the only one other than like I had recognized, even though I never watched that show.
That's interesting. That was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air aired every night around my bedtime on Nick at Night. So that was like what I went to sleep with. So it's kind of interesting that you know Uncle Phil but have never seen the show.
Like, I've seen like short clips of it, okay. But not yeah. like full episodes.
Yeah, they're very interesting episodes. But yeah. That's not why we're here to talk about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No.
Yeah, I... She seems like a Files Nancy in a way. Yeah. Like they tried to modernize it and bring her more mature. Like she's in college. She's doing this journal thing on drugs and goes for what she wants. I never really enjoyed the Files. Like, they're okay. They're not my favorite. So I can see why I didn't really, even though I wanted to love it so much, didn't particularly enjoy it. But I'm glad other people can.
Yeah. I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
For some other reasons.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to say Candace is number one, because okay. I think we both have the same number one movie.
Okay.
Candace's number one was the 2002 movie with Maggie Lawson.
So. Is this her right?
She didn't tell me her reasoning why. I think she just, like, felt the most, like, kind of what I was saying, I think. But this is the most, like, Nancy to her. I obviously can't speak for her. It's right. her choice and stuff. Yeah, that's my pick.
My only wish is that they had a better version of it online, or like a DVD version where it's a little better quality. I think that would have helped me a lot, because that also detracted from it for me, because I'm like, I can't see anything. Yeah. But I'm glad people can look past that. And I'm glad yeah. this is her number one movie, even if it's not my favorite.
Yeah. All right. Number one. What's yours?
The 2007 Nancy Drew with Emma Roberts.
Yeah. That was my number one too. At my last minute decision.
This movie. Okay. I started collecting Nancy. I got my first Nancy Drew PC game in 2005. So 2007 was the height of Little Me's Nancy Drew mania. And I cannot tell you whether I saw this in the movie theaters, but if I didn't, may I just turn in my Nancy Drew sleuths card? Like, I'm sure I saw it. I bought it on DVD as soon as it was able to come out. Like, I just went feral for this movie. And I still listen to songs from the soundtrack to this day.
Really?
And I am not ashamed to admit that. Can I tell you a reason why? No. Was this the most perfect movie? No, it was not. Do I understand that? Yes, I do. But this movie was the pinnacle of Nancy Drew movies for me. I love the mystery. I know most of the cast now from other things because I outgrew Nancy for a while and we're swinging back around. So I watched the cast in other things. I loved them in their other projects. Forgot they were in this movie, came back around, was like, oh my gosh, I know that person. I loved that they made the little opening and closing sequences look like the interior illustrations from books. I loved the guy that played Ned as a child. He was in The Pacifier as well, which was another big movie hit of mine from back in the day. So he was just like my little teenage heartthrob. So coming back around and like seeing the nostalgia replay in my mind just threw me through a loop, and it kicked me right in the teeth, and we just fell back in love with this movie.
Yeah. There's like so many funny parts of this movie. That's mm-hmm. just like so cheesy too, I feel like. And yeah. It's like, so when I'm just looking at when this movie, it came out in 2007, June 15th. I was 9 and a half when this movie came out.
Let me do the math.
I was going to turn 10, not this number.
Let's see here. I moved. Okay, calculator. 2007. I was 13.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't remember it being that old, though. I thought I was younger. But I would have been 13 by then because my birthday's in May.
Okay.
But I was the perfect demographic for this movie, and I will not be ashamed of that. I really enjoyed this time around the mystery. I thought Nancy did a really good job of solving it. And it wasn't like one of, like, yes, she mentions a couple times about her, like, does she mention, like, women's intuition or something at one point?
But I don't remember.
I feel like she did when she's talking to Carson, like, at the beginning of the movie or something. But it wasn't, like, a big part. Like, she used her smarts. She used just different things, like background knowledge that she knew, stuff that she observed. I liked the haunted house, quote unquote, aspect of it. Yeah. The secret passageways, all that stuff. I loved her little outfits.
I would love
to just rip some of those right off the screen and put in my closet, especially that little party dress.
Yeah.
I like the whole fish out of water aspect because she's just very prim and proper, and you have like the modern teenaged girl. I don't know. Her thermos matched her outfit in that one cafeteria scene, and I don't know. That just gave me the giggles. I don't think we see her she, I think, has a different outfit every scene or near to it.
I think so.
And yeah. I think that's just fun.
Did you know that the elderly neighbor in this movie, she played or she voiced Ursula and Morgana in both of the Little Mermaid movies?
Yeah, I knew she voiced something. It's been a really long time since I had looked up trivia, but I was like, I know her from somewhere.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Willis is in it of Die Hard.
Yeah, he made like a cameo movie. Yeah. Cameo.
So many cameos. I looked at the list one time. Like, there are so many big name stars that made cameos in this movie. And most of them are uncredited.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some famous director that plays the director on set with Bruce Willis. Valerie from Sabrina the Teenage Witch is the sales lady. In that one scene. Hi, Puffy Yami Yumi is also in the background. And that's actually considered a cameo on the Wikipedia page.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But yeah.
Kinda cool.
I know, I just love this movie so much. And I didn't remember how much I loved it till I sat down and watched it.
Yeah. I like that movie.
Yeah.
The actress that played Jane, Rachel Lee Cook, she used to be married to Daniel Gillies, who was on the Vampire Diaries spinoff, The Originals.
Okay.
I don't know if any of the listeners knew that. But,
I've not seen The Originals. I've got through half of the first season of Vampire Diaries while it was airing, and then I had to babysit for like 3 weeks and completely got off schedule and never caught up. But I own the DVDs, and one day I will catch up and get into the other spinoffs. But Rachel Lee Cook, what I know her from is a show called Perception. It only lasted like one or two seasons. I'm thinking one, but it was really good. And she played an FBI agent, and her unconventional partner, because it's one of those buddy cop dramas, was a guy who, I can't remember, he had some kind of mental illness that, like, he hallucinated some. So he always had, like, an assistant. So it was really just a three team. But he could make connections to cases that otherwise couldn't be made because of the fact that he saw all this different stuff. It's a very good TV show, I thought. I did a bad job describing it, but it was really good, and it got canceled suddenly, and I'm still saddened about that fact because it left off on a cliffhanger, as one always does. But it was neat to see her in a film role. Because she kind of pops up in a lot of things. She's one of Sean's girlfriends in Psych as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is another show that I love almost as much as I love Nancy Drew. I don't think I go quite as feral. But.
Yeah.
But it all comes back.
That was fun.
Yeah. It was. I'm sad we don't have more to talk about.
I know. But it was fun talking, like, kind of recapping and going back and seeing what each of our ranks were and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. I would love to know if and when Candace gets unbusy, what her rankings would be.
Yeah. Be interesting to hear what she has to say.
Yeah. Now I'm sad it's over.
But who knows? You might come back on with us for something in the future.
Oh, you probably won't ever be able to get rid of me. I'm like glitter. I will just always come back.
No matter how much you want to clean it, there's always still going to be something there.
Yeah. My high school art teacher could not stand the stuff and would not let it into her classroom. And one year we were making Christmas cards or something, and she's like, "You guys are a really good class. I have faith that you'll be able to behave. I'm going to bring out the G word." And we're all just like, "What is that? What is the G word?" And she literally put her hand over her mouth and just whispered, "Glitter." We're respectful because we wanted to use the glitter. But afterwards, we're like, oh my gosh, she let us use it. We were like preschoolers again. But yeah, that's me. I will always be here, ready and willing and waiting till I get that message.
Well, thank you for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Next week, we are jumping back into the TV show.
Ooh.
For season two, we've already covered seasons 1, 3, and 4. Now we're jumping back into season two. If you want to listen to us recap all 4 seasons, just wait till we're done with season two, and then you can do beginning to end.
Yes.
That's your choice, everyone. Just throwing it out there.
And they're very good episodes. I've listened to them. I'm not biased at all.
Season two. What did you say?
I'm not biased at all.
So yeah, next week, season two, episode one. Stay tuned for that. Candace, hopefully, will be back. Question mark. We'll see.
Yeah.
Candace, we miss you. Just saying.
Yeah, come back, Candace. Or don't, and I'll take your spot.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not going to presume that. Candace, don't be mad. Come back. We love you.
Yeah. Candace, we miss you. We love you. Come back. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my Leah, once again for joining. And we'll see everyone next time.
Bye.
You can find us on Instagram at River Heights Buzz. You can email us at riverheightsbuzz@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group, the River Heights Buzz Podcast Central Buzz. And you can follow us on Twitter at River Heights Buzz with just one Z. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure to keep an eye out for our next episode.